fact of the day, 535 new COVID confirmations yesterday. 535. Lagos, did you hear that? 535. Do you know Lagos's numbers? 219. Here. Here. It is not safe. I beg, go limit your movement outside. Wear a mask whenever you are out and about or when you are around people. You got to give your gap. You got to keep your distance. You got to wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. Protect yourself. Protect the people you care about. None of us want to go into another lockdown. I really do not want to go into another lockdown. You know how life was at that time. You know how difficult things were. So you definitely don't want to go into another lockdown. So I beg, take all the precautions you can take. Biko. Huh? I beg. Let's do our part to slow down the spread of this thing while we wait for the government to roll out enough vaccines for as many people as possible. They'll never be able to roll out 200 million vaccines, you know, but at least enough to get us to the point where we can achieve herd immunity, hopefully, maybe. Second hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing. Go to cvr.inecnigeria.org and get registered today. cvr.inecnigeria.org. So Charlie Vote Radio dot INEC Nigeria dot Orange Radio Gateman. Go and get registered. That way you can vote. Now, if your vote didn't matter, if your vote don't count, people will not be offering you money to vote. People will not be voting, no, at the Senate or the National Assembly to INEC independently deciding for themselves where and when to electronically transmit results.
I vote capital no to any amendment proposed by Senator Afam Bassi on the electronic transmission of voting. Thank you.
That's Senator Adeola of the APC representing Lagos West Senatorial District. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They listen to hard facts and they start with the big three at three every single day. Let's talk about Abba Kyari denying Hush Puppy's testimony against him. Then let's talk about 10 Nigerian Olympians getting disqualified because the country's anti-doping agency failed to test them. And then let's talk about Elzeg Zaki's acquittal and release after 6 years. Now, we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians after that, and then we'll bring you Eyewitness. We'll bring you the big hard fact today, as always, and we will talk about the minimum age for JAM on today's big hard fact. 5 p.m., that's when that will happen. The Senate is considering a move to set 18 as the minimum age. Do you agree or disagree with this? Do you agree or disagree with it? We're going to bring you news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. And at 6:30, we'll bring you Listed Lagosian with Iwetiyi Bakare Yusuf. It's one of my favorite shows on the station. So don't miss it when that comes your way. But hey, Lagos, let's get started with the big three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts.
Hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And now the business news.
Business news.
First story is a bit of a bombshell. Hush Puppy says he bribed Abba Kyari to arrest his fellow fraudster. But Abba Kyari says it's a lie and he only helped him find a good tailor. Are you satisfied with Abba Kyari's response to the U.S. Justice Department's allegation? And why did Nigeria fail to drug test its Olympians? Oh, and should the Zagzakis be compensated? And how? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Hush Puppy is, of course, Ramon Abbas. He was arrested in the UAE for fraud and money laundering, and he was extradited to the USA where he pled guilty. And yesterday, the U.S. Justice Department published a report on their website about an ongoing case involving him and half a dozen accomplices. Allegedly, they defrauded a businessman of $1.1 million. The man wanted to build a school in Qatar. And these guys allegedly pretended to be bankers who could give him a loan. Somewhere along the line, the fraudsters quarreled, and one of them, named V. Kelly Vincent, allegedly tipped off the victim. Now, here's where Abakiyari allegedly comes in. Of course, we're talking about the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Abakiyari, who is popularly known as Super Cop. Everybody in this story has a nickname. Well, Hush Puppy says that he asked Super Cop to arrest Vincent. And after Super Cop arrested him, Hush Puppy alleges that Kiari sent him an account number to pay money into. So right now, in an official US court document, a decorated Nigerian DCP is being accused of being on the payroll of an international money launderer and fraudster for settling his criminal scores. But Kiari has come out to say it's a lie. If you're watching our live stream on Facebook or YouTube, we are showing you screenshots of Kiari's statement on his Instagram page and his Facebook page. I can't read all of it, but I'll give you a summary. Our Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Our YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. So get on there and see it for yourself. Get on there and see it for yourself. Now, here's a summary. Kiari claims that Hush Puppy did reach out to him 2 years ago to arrest Vincent, but he says the reason was Hush Puppy alleged that Vincent was threatening to kill his family. Kiari says he and his officers arrested Vincent, and then after arresting him, they investigated the claims and found out there was no threat to life. Instead, they found that Vincent and Hush Puppy were friends with a money quarrel. So they released Vincent on bail. My first question, first is, how come they only did this investigation after arresting Vincent? Did you hear that part? When I read it, I was like, wait, did this guy really write this thing in the public forum for the whole world to see? Because to my mind, though, shouldn't investigations happen before there is an arrest? So does this mean that someone who doesn't like me can call the police and say I threatened their life and the police will make me sleep inside cell before investigating? Let's go back to Kiari's story. Kiari insists that he did not ask Hush Puppy for any money. But it doesn't end there. Kiari says that later on, Hush Puppy saw pictures of him wearing some nice trads on his social media, and he asked him where he got them. So Kiari says he connected Hush Puppy to the person selling the trads, and the person now brought the clothes to the police station. And Hush Puppy now sent someone to the police station to pick them up. Kiari claims, however, that Hush Puppy paid the seller directly. Kiari is also denying any involvement in any of Hush Puppy's criminal schemes. I find that part about the clothes very interesting. I mean, if Kiari gave Hush Puppy the contact details of the seller, was there any need for the exchange to happen at the police station? I'm just asking. Is this, I don't know, a normal part of police work? I mean, does your neighborhood police station routinely serve as a drop-off and pick-up point for vendors? Is this something that is routinely done by police officers in general, or DCPs in particular, or Abakiyari himself? And if not, what was so special about Hush Puppy to make Kiari willing to do this? Also, does it look nice? You know what I mean? Anyway, More details will be emerging soon, and I'll be bringing them to you. The grand jury documents in the US have been unsealed. I want to get a hold of them myself because I don't want to rely on third-party information about the contents, because this is very serious stuff. We're getting reports from multiple news outlets, including The Nation and The Vanguard, that Kyari may be one of the six men indicted by the grand jury and that a US judge has signed a warrant for his arrest. But like I said, I have not independently verified this. I shouldn't take Nigeria info. I don't think it's going to take Nigeria info too much longer to get the official documents. So once I do that, we're going to talk about this some more on the big weekend on Monday. How's that? Because I know you want to call me and say, I've seen it myself. But I have not independently confirmed it. Until I have my hands on those, then I can talk to you about it. But what do you think about this stuff that we do know? What's your take on Abba Kyari's response to this accusation? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We have WhatsApp, so send your thoughts to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Like I said, we're streaming live on Facebook, so go ahead and share your thoughts with us via Facebook as well. So I know that it's difficult to get through via the phone lines on Nigeria Info, but you can definitely reach us via Facebook. And if you do that, we'll take your comments as well. We'll take your thoughts as well. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM, and we will take your comments as they come in. IB is our first caller. IB is in Ojo. IB, welcome.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Honestly, I found this very interesting.
Okay.
The statement coming from Abba Kyari.
Okay.
Honestly, ask, what was his business doing with the clothes Hush Puppy asked him to get for him in the police station? Is it part of his job? Honestly, I can't just get it. Okay. You arrested someone. He told you someone is threatening his family. You arrested the person before investigation. Then after investigation, you found out that he lied. And you still went ahead to do a deal with him. Honestly, these reasons he's giving, they are just... It's so funny. So watch and see how things unfold. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Paul,
welcome.
The question I want, is there any senior police officer in this country if been investigated, don't have any problem or the other.
Okay.
Unless they are only schools, like local parade, they say the hold of the top chain are the one where robbers are. They're not be surprised. Two of them have been a bosom friend. You can't deny that, because if I'm not in a relation with you, the friend, what concern you with what I'm wearing? So to me, it's a dramatic fact. If you get that what Hush Puppy is saying concerned about training, it's true. Because you know these guys that went into 419, they are not having criminals.
Okay.
Any small thing they say confession.
Okay.
And even if they say 1, 2, or 3, one must be true.
Okay.
So as you are during Abba on that, the arrest of Abba Kyari.
Allegedly.
And if one else that they say that they should bring to the United States. Read it, you see. So, but to me, I don't see Abba Kyari, FBI, taking him to America for investigation. Nigeria, as we normally do, we prepare to protect him. Tomorrow, they say they are fighting corruption. Look at the man that arresting people, sending them to jail. I'm so disappointed in him, honestly. He's a police officer, a DCP. What's happening hard on the kidnappers in this country? Why? Quite unfortunate.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got Okemute Ovorie who says, Sandra, I cannot believe that a senior police officer would get himself involved with Hush Puppy. This is very disgraceful to the image of Nigeria and the Nigeria police force. That message is on Facebook. We've got more messages coming in via Facebook. Abdullah Kim Lawal says, Abba Kyari should be investigated. If found guilty, then he must be prosecuted. All right. Let's take a few more thoughts. 99.3. Hello? Hello? Ah, sorry about that. Let's talk to Christopher now. Hey, Christopher, good to have you on the show.
People's President, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. Quick one. You know, in my place, there's this saying that Ewu Sobkita Orinche.
Okay.
Translation. Dog. You know goat, right?
Okay.
If goat move with dog, he eat the human waste, right?
Okay.
A whole super cop. I hear that guy's name now. All the work he did. Even I've been wondering, where is Abba Kyari? Where is Abba Kyari? Look at up Shoppy. I mean, what do you call that guy name?
Hush Puppy.
Up Shoppy, Abby.
Hush Puppy.
Hush Puppy. No, Abba Kyari is not a designer now. Like the question you ask, why must the tailor take the cloth to the police station? Why not get your details? This is a big lesson. Good job that this guy did. Look at where he's finding himself. Because they are romancing with all these so-called billionaire, be within they call them. This water that this guy swim, I mentioned it the other day. You can't swim it. And quick one, my sister, my presido, for the that's exactly right.
Hmm.
Can he sue El-Rufai and the former chief of army staff, Burutai?
I don't know. Do you think he should sue?
Yeah, he should sue them. He should fall on or should do that.
Okay.
And the man should claim him. Then, you know, hear about how many hundreds of people that died? At the end, after 4 years, the court said they find the man is not guilty. So El-Rufai and Burutai should be sued and let them take compensation.
All right, Chris, thank you for calling. Esogene is on the line from Ikorodu. Esogene, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you for your good job.
Thank you.
But, Auntie Sandra, I just want to say something. I don't know if you can do it for me.
Okay.
Just the way you are giving awareness on the COVID-19 protocols, that people should stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I want you to also do the same thing. So this cholera and Lassa fever.
Right. True. Okay.
Please, I want you to do that for us.
Okay.
Because you shouldn't be active. It's only COVID-19 that is happening in Nigeria. There are still other sicknesses that people don't know anything about.
You're right. Okay.
Of which I want you to do.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
and
that.
And then Lagos State Box, BROT, they are carrying sand in overload.
Okay.
It's overload. They are carrying from Ikorodu to Oshodi, we see people full standing complete. 20 people will be standing, packing themselves like standing, and it's not supposed to be so.
Yeah, it's because of COVID.
So thank you very much. I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much for calling, SA, and thank you for that feedback. It's actually a pretty good feedback. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hey, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Chinedu, talking from Ajawa.
Welcome, Chinedu. Go ahead.
Sandra, my sister, imagine the way Deputy Inspector General of Police is talking, as if he's talking to tout that being stationed at the Obalande Motor Park. So include also Inspector General, Deputy Inspector General of Police. Oh my God, it's an insult to that. How can Buhari and the APC packing drugs, killing all intelligence officers?
Abba Kyari was there before Buhari came now.
Okay, oh my God, this is an insult to political. It's an insult. It's an insult to political. Look at this, what this man is telling Americans. He's so close to the habit of Hush Puppy. You do this. What a shame. Did this man go to school at all? Even myself, even if I'm involved in this case, a Motor Park boy can know how to defend himself. So political, this is an insult to Nigeria. Let's get this man out. The story this man is giving is too disgraceful to Nigeria. Showing clothes, doing this. Show me where I can sew good clothes. Show me where I can do this. Oh, God. So, Pluchuku, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
I am Tony by name.
Good to have you on the show.
Yes. On the issue of Abba Kyari, only God actually knows the right thing that has happened because there has not been any investigation now. I am not in support of what he has done or what he has been alleged to have done.
Mm.
But one thing I want us to know that we should not just begin to pass judgments on Abba Kyari. From what we have known this guy for, I want us to know that no one is perfect.
Mm.
Even those of us that are callers, that we just say, I'm disappointed about this girl, about this man.
Mm-hmm.
We will even do more than when we get our different communities, especially when they give us responsibility. Fine, Abba Kyari might have found himself in a mess for involving or having a relationship with her. So the mistake or a little mistake of Abba Kyari should not mean that we have to condemn him just like that.
Okay.
Let's wait for the outcome of the investigation.
Okay.
If he's found one thing, the right thing should be done to him according to the constitution. There's nobody that is above the law. But we should not just because of an error, we could begin to condemn someone like that. It is not easy. And from this, you may find it difficult for our law enforcement agencies to work the way we want them to work. When they err or when they make mistakes, let's see how they will deal with them. But not just to condemn them. This man, Abba Kyari, we've heard a lot about him and what he did, but we should remember that he's a human being. He will always be perfect. I mean, yes, he can never be perfect. We got that in Nigeria.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for calling us. If you just tuned into the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 29 minutes past 3 o'clock. And so far, we've told you that Hush Puppy says he bribed Abba Kyari to arrest his fellow fraudster. But Abba Kyari has said that it's a lie and that he only helped Hush Puppy find a good tailor. Hush Puppy is, of course, Ramon Abbas. He was arrested in the UAE for fraud and money laundering, and he was extradited to the USA, where he's now pled guilty. And yesterday, the US Justice Department published a report on their website about an ongoing case involving him and half a dozen accomplices. Allegedly, they defrauded a businessman of $1.1 million. The man wanted to build a school in Qatar, and these guys allegedly pretended to be bankers who could give him a loan. Somewhere along the line, the fraudsters quarreled, and one of them allegedly tipped off the victim. And that's how Abba Kyari comes into the story. Abba Kyari is a deputy commissioner of police, popularly known as Super Cop. And Hush Puppy says that he asked Super Cop to arrest Vincent. And after Super Cop arrested him, Hush Puppy alleges that Kyari sent him an account number to pay money into. So right now, in an official U.S. document, all we know is that a decorated Nigerian DCP is being accused of being on the payroll of an international money launderer and fraudster for settling his criminal scores. Kyari, of course, denies this and gives an explanation, which I have given at the beginning of this show. And like I said, more details are emerging. Grand jury documents have been unsealed. I want to get a hold of them myself because I don't want to rely on third party information about the contents, because like I said, this is very serious stuff. There are multiple reports from multiple news outlets that Kyari may be one of the six men indicted by the grand jury and that a U.S. judge has signed a warrant for his arrest. But like I said, I've not independently verified this, but it shouldn't take Nigeria Info too long to get the official documents. And once we have that, we'll talk about this some more, probably on Monday during the big weekend. But let me bring you our second story, a story that we can verify completely. 10 out of Nigeria's 23 Olympic athletes will be sent home because our sports authorities failed to give them mandatory drug tests. That's our second story. So we've been disqualified from 43% of the athletics events that we qualified for because of a blunder by our admins. Here's the situation. Athletes are supposed to be tested for drugs regularly in the months leading up to the big events. Remember Sha'Carri Richardson? I'm sure you followed her story. She's an American sprinter. She was suspended last month for failing a marijuana test. Mm-hmm. It was the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency that caught her. Basically, everybody's supposed to police their own athletes. You understand? But back in 2019, Nigeria got into trouble. Apparently, our own anti-doping guys were not testing our athletes regularly enough. And so in 2019, we were placed in what is called Category A. Category A countries are a high doping risk and considered a threat to the integrity of the sport. End quote. That's how the Athletics Integrity Unit, that's a global body, defines Category A. Now, where Niger can find their safe inside? And where we find our safe? And the requirements for Category A countries are more stringent. Here's what they needed to do with all of our athletes, right? In the 10 months leading up to the Olympics, Nigeria needed to test each athlete at least 3 times, with these tests being at least 3 weeks apart. Each of these tests are supposed to happen without prior notice to the athlete. So they're supposed to be surprise tests. Simple. That's all that was supposed to happen. But apparently, this was not done for 10 out of 23 athletes. And now they will not compete in Tokyo. Now, let me point out that the athletes are not in control of this situation. Like I said, these are supposed to be surprise, no notice tests. So it's not like the athletes can go to sports authorities and say, I beg, now go on, come and test me, come and test me. No, they have to wait for them to come and test them. And the tester never came. And now, these young men and women have been denied their Olympic dream. And what I'm trying to figure out is, how did this happen? How did the authorities not remember to test these athletes? Or did they remember and just decide, Niger will go cut and somehow, anyway, now way? Or were they not capable of conducting the tests? I don't know. If so, if that was the case, why didn't they reach out to the Athletics Integrity Unit or the International Olympic Committee? Why just wait and let the thing spoil? And remember what I said about how we ended up in Category A. It was because we were already messing up with testing. So the question is, what went wrong in the last 3 to 4 years that made us get so bad at testing that first of all, we get bumped to Category A, and then we still no hear word because we get coconut head, and we end up losing 43% of our athletic contingent at the Olympics. Or more. I know if we talk again. Help me put my Lagos. How you see? 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can still talk about Hush Puppy and Abba Kyari. What do you think about Abba Kyari's response? What do you think about the stuff that we know so far? What's your take on Abba Kyari's response to the accusation by Hush Puppy? You can also send us your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. I'll take your comments on WhatsApp in a bit, but we'll talk to Emmanuel first. Emmanuel is in Ogun State. How are you, Emmanuel?
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. It's your work.
Very well, sir.
Yeah, my own comment is concerning Abba Kyari.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Abba Kyari is a full animal. I tell you not to react to that man. Buhari will protect him. If Abba Kyari is a Yoruba or Nigerian woman, I tell you now, by now, helicopter will be on standby to take him back to the U.S. But for Abba Kyari not to react, and then for your colleague that said that no one is above the law, it's only deceiving himself. Even a newborn babe knows that in this country today that Fulani people, they are sacred cows. They are above the law. Thank you very much.
That's actually not true. Thank you very much for calling. It's not true. I can give you a long list of Fulani men and women who have faced the wrath of the law in Nigeria, even under the Buhari administration. But I'm sure if you do a bit of research, just small research, you'll find it. And in any case, that's not the focus of this conversation. This is not about where the man is from. I don't know that Buhari has that much power over this one way or the other. I don't think that Abba Kyari has diplomatic immunity one way or the other. I mean, we'll keep our eye on this story and we'll see how it plays out. Kenneth is in Festac. Hi, Kenneth.
Yeah, hello, sir. Sunday, good afternoon. How are you today?
Very well, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, I'm not happy here. I'm not happy here. So
What happened?
Please, I beg you, get DSS, the director, you get the number, I beg you.
Where did he find the number? Why are they finding the guy number? You want to arrest me?
No, I won't go replace Ezazaki now.
My guy, I go end this call now.
you know, in this country, we don't take things seriously in this country.
Okay.
This Ezazaki guy is the man that they feed him with 3.5 million every month. And total money, the total amount they've used to feed this guy is almost 163 million naira. And this guy, and see, they don't have any single evidence or any single thing to punish this guy. They still put him in the prison for over how many years. And see, there's no consequence to the authority or to any person that did that thing. So I think in that time we started attaching consequences to every action and inaction of any political office holder in these countries. Because once they attach consequences, at least they will know that what they did is not right, and there's a consequence for every action. You can see what happened to our athletics.
Hmm.
They went to Olympic. Somebody that's supposed to do his work did not do his work. And now these people have been sent back. And see, there's no consequences. Yeah, there's no consequences.
Right.
I see. There's no punishment. There's no consequence to the guy that's in charge of that or that department.
Mm.
This is not fair. This has to run a country. This has to run a country like Nigeria. That's not how we move forward. With this kind of manner. The president will send a list. He will just send anyhow list. The House of Assembly will spend money investigating. After investigating, they will still drop the list. And they blame the executive, and there's no consequence for anybody's action. It's not right. It's not fair. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth, for calling. Dimi Vibrant on Facebook says, Chai, our super cop has to go down just like Nnamdi Kanu prophesied. Sandra, for Hush Puppy to accuse Abba Kyari, it means they wine and dine secretly. But I trust the U.S. courts, they're going to find out no matter how long it takes. No fraudster can escape the U.S. wrath. They are the all-seeing eye. Yeah. All right, if you say so. Shade Nikeja, how are you?
I'm fine, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Yes. Let me, on the first story, you know, I read the indictment early this morning, mm-hmm. and I didn't finish it because I was just like, I got to Abba Kyari part. I was first of all confused. I was like, wait, is Abba Kyari dead? Then I got like news and they were like, oh no, some super cop. And I was like, wait, what's he doing in here? But then, and I read his response, and I was like, stop. Because you have to ask yourself, what motive does Hush Puppy have to implicate him in anything?
Hmm.
Like, and then he thinks that we are all, I don't know, silly, and we'll believe that, oh, yeah, Philo. Mm-hmm, sure, I'm going to call the nearest DPO in my place now and say, I beg, do you have anything like I used to? Because apparently it's part of your services. But, I mean, they should have come up with something better than that response, I think. And you read it. It just seemed very, very hurriedly written and not thought out properly, which is just sad. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. Mm-hmm. Now, on to the next one, the 10 athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's really, really sad because, like, they took the Nigerian anyhowness and just took it overseas. Like, did they think no one would know? Like, we wouldn't, like, they will get there, we're in Category A, and yet the Olympic IOCs would just not do anything. They were just like, you know, it's Nigeria, the category, no problem, let's go. Let's not look at the fact that they didn't follow due process. And now 10 people are just coming back for no reason. And as the last caller said, it is sad because you know what can happen. Most 9 out of 10, nobody's going to be held accountable.
Right.
And somebody should. Like, the minister of sports should be the first person. Like, he should, because it's under his jurisdiction. He should be, like, he should be questioned. Something should happen so we don't do this again. We need to sit up and be better because it's just a total embarrassment on the country as a whole. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Shadi. Thank you so much for calling. You have a good day as well. I'm seeing a report here, a follow-up to the Athletics story. Sunday Adeleye is saying that Nigerian officials at the Games Village in Tokyo have taken Samsung phones given to the athletes by organizers of the Olympics. These phones worth 350,000 naira, so they are Samsung S20s, and they've been taken by the officials there. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Otto.
Mrs. Otto, welcome.
Sandra, first of all, the other time I called, you were saying that there is a male, and then you cut me off. You know, I don't really have anything to say, but I said when I called, I was going to make you know that it was not a male. That is how my voice is on the phone.
When was that? Oh, it was. Sorry, darling. Call back if you can, because I'm... Okay, all right. Kale, sorry, yeah? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you male or female?
I'm a female.
You're not a female.
Daddy Freeze and his wife dined with Hush Puppy.
You're not a female. Thank you very much for calling. Abi, you put me here that one. That was not a female, Abi. Abi? 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Ufoma from Agodo Ishere.
Welcome, Ufoma.
Yes. Well done for a good job doing.
Thank you.
You know, let me just base on your second story. You know, I say that one day, we got everything right in this our country. From the presidency, the governor, the senator, the House of Representatives, the chairman, and the chancellor. What that really happened to our high place in Japan, you know, it really showed that in a country like Nigeria, we are not there at all. For athletes to leave without the proper checkup, who's to blame? The sports minister is there. You know, one thing that just occurs when you are making this comment that the people that are supposed to check, number one, I will not blame them. Maybe they will have told some people that this athlete tells them, and some people take them for granted. And the whole thing is that, okay, if they are being taken for granted, let's see that what happened in Japan. At the end of the day, they are being caught in Japan. So if they are being sent back home, the people that are supposed to test them from Nigeria, number one, I will not blame them. Who I will blame? The sports minister. If I be the one to take a proper record, what is necessary for us to do as a country before leaving? So that's why I say that one day, all this our last thing, one after the other. We got it right, and we'll have a better Nigeria. Have a wonderful
day. You too, Foma. Thank you so much for calling. Our final story, after 6 years behind bars, Zinatu and Ibrahim El-Zakzaki are now free after a court said they never had a case to answer. That's our final story. Husband and wife are now home, and their fellow IMN members have been celebrating. For as long as I've been on Hard Facts, I've been covering this El-Zakzaki case. I joined Nigeria Info in November 2018, but I've been with the Cool Wazobia Info family since 2013. So I've been with this organization for 8 years, right? And since I joined November 2018, I've been covering this El-Zakzaki case. So in many ways, this for me is an end of an era. Right. They were arrested immediately after the Zaria massacre. I remember when I was in Port Harcourt, I talked about it on Nigeria Info Port Harcourt at that time. They were arrested immediately after the Zaria massacre, where soldiers of the Nigerian army killed hundreds of IMN members who were marching in a protest. The Kaduna State government reported that they were buried in mass graves, and among the dead were Zakzaki's sons. But the Zakzakis were the ones that were arrested. The Ministry of Justice accused them of killing a soldier. They were held without bail, and even after the court granted them bail, they were still held. The Attorney General, Abubakar Malami, said that they were being held for their own protection, but he never said who they were being protected from. Ibrahim Zakzaki's lawyers and supporters insisted that his health was deteriorating in the country while in custody. Do you remember when we covered all the chaos and controversy surrounding his medical trip abroad while still under arrest when he went to India? You remember that? We covered that. Agogo and I were still on the show together at that time. And after all of that, 6 years, the court has now agreed with Zakzaki's lawyers that he and his wife had no business behind bars in the first place. There was never a reasonable case against them. My guy, imagine. 6 years, dead sons, dead friends, health problems. 6 years. Could you imagine being in jail and on trial for 6 years for a charge where the prosecution has not brought anything close to enough evidence to justify a court case? So what happens now? Should they be compensated? That's the big question on everyone's minds. I mean, if the case had been allowed to move at a normal pace, wouldn't this no case ruling have happened years ago? So doesn't that mean that these elderly people have lost years of their lives needlessly? What about the bail orders that were ignored? What do you think should happen here, Lagos? Who should be compensating them if you think they should be compensated? Who should be compensating them? What should that compensation be? 6 years, dead sons, dead friends, health problems. 6 years for a case that ended with, it should not have even been a case to begin with. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. We're streaming live still on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We also have YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sister Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Comrade GK Chukwu from Otafam, a.k.a. Koboko Man.
Welcome, Comrade.
Concerning Zakzaki, you ask a question, say, who should compensate him? The person that arrested him unjustly should compensate him now.
Okay.
The person should compensate him.
Okay.
So he has to take them to court. Concerning what you said, that army killed some people for shite in 2016, December, Baba. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you have facts? Because that's why they asked us. That's the way you talk. Do you have facts?
Do I have? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said you said army killed some shite members now in 2015.
Oh, yes, I have facts.
When there's no possession in Kaduna.
Yes,
do you have facts?
I have facts.
Because if I tell you, say, I saw they go kill Igbo people now for Igbo land, you go tell me, say, do I have facts?
Well, do
so
you?
Do you have facts for that one?
Do you have facts? Because I just told you, yes, I have facts.
Our people for this, our contingent, we go for Olympic. It is a very, very unimaginable, and it is a sports bonkum, and it's a sports charade. Those people that see those people's phone, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Those people that seize our boys and the girls' phone, I'm telling you, I will use Arochukwu Amadua where I born. Because them, if they don't release that phone, for those children, now Arochukwu Amadua will form them one by one. Thank you very much.
All right. Rose is in Alimoshon. Hi, Rose.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Well done. You are laughing very well this afternoon. God bless you.
Thank you for calling.
My dear, what happened? The man that says there is nothing will happen to a Zakzaki policeman. I disagree with him.
Okay.
This is not Nigeria where we take ordinary hand handle matter. This is an international matter.
Okay.
US will deal with whosoever is involved in this matter.
Okay.
Another one is that the Zakzaki man. In the Bible, there is a king that is as wicked as what we are experiencing now. His name was Herod. Worm ate him last. If God can record those things, will he not do it now that we are even in a very a nasty era, God will use worm to eat some people raw in this country that we are living in.
Okay. All right, Rose. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Joseph Okafor on Facebook who says, oh no, he's replying to someone, so I don't even see who's replying. But Babatunde Fasanya says, Nigeria can finish up anyone without consequences. We move on as if nothing happens or happened. We are so cruel without due process. The security agencies can jail anyone without charges for months. And if arraigned, the court will keep adjourning and 6 years wasted. For Zach Zaki, 6 years, just like that. Systemic cruelty is what we practice and do here. Babatunde, thank you for your message. Miss Alabi says, your callers should stop lumping most issues on radio on Buhari. This spells a kind of personal hatred for Buhari. This is exposing their level of illiteracy and their high level of ethnic bias. Mr. Labi, thank you for your message. Sandra, the super cop has not done it right at all in dealing with Hush Puppy in any manner. You'll recall that the same man went to Kubana's mother's burial. By the tenet of his profession, I was not expecting such of his to be part of such gathering, talk less of posing with and posting the pictures on social media. As a matter of fact, he should be thoroughly investigated accordingly. Enough of all this state of utopianism. Ha ha! Pope Remis with that message from Ibejileki Pope. Thank you very much for sending your message across. Sandra, please play Every Day for the Thief, One Day for the Owner, Ifanyi says. Sandra, our Nigerian police know they try. They've successfully dragged Nigeria's name and flag in the mud because of their selfishness and lack of discipline. Every day, police name in Nigeria has become a big mess. We don't hear things like this with Ghana police. Actually, Ghana police and Ghanaians continue to complain about their police. The worst part of this is that not even a single Nigerian will believe Abba Kyari. When your citizens tell you to your face that you're lying, only your police colleagues and your manipulative government will defend you. That's a message from Olaide Cruz. Olaide Cruz, thank you very much. The outcome of Elzek Zaki's case is a reflection of executive rascality and violation of human rights. The Federal High Court, both at the federal government and Kaduna State government levels, discharged and acquitted him after 5 years of persecution and malicious prosecution. Issue of religious tolerance, regardless of one sect, is key here. I hope Elzek Zaki, on his part, will conduct his movement moderately. Yomi Williams with that message on WhatsApp. More messages here. BK Max from Alimosho says, Nigeria, everything catches us unawares. Don't be surprised that somebody must have squandered the fund meant for the testing of those athletes. Like I always say, a farmer who abandons his farmland to be invaded by weeds shall be surely greeted with empty harvest. BK Max from Alimosho, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, good evening. In the today, we are now in Nigeria. If someone is in court in Nigeria, nobody criticizes them but celebrates them. In so many ways, even some of your callers would have benefited from this same guy on his social media platform when he was still doing giveaway. But now that he's caught, everybody is now a saint. Nigeria, my people, make Una calm down. We already know the truth even before he was caught, and still a lot of people gained from him. The police officer isn't different from the SARS officers who collect as well.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We start today with three of the biggest stories that everyone's talking about on that particular day. And our first one was Abba Kyari denying Hush Puppy's testimony against him. Then our second one was 10 Nigerian Olympians getting disqualified because Nigeria's anti-doping agency did not test them. And then we talked about Elzek Zaki's acquittal and release after 6 years. What comments do you have about these stories? Are you satisfied with Abba Kyari's response to the U.S. Justice Department's allegation? Why did Nigeria fail to drug test its own Olympians? And do you think that the Zach Zakis should be compensated? How should they be compensated? Who should do the compensating? We've got a message here from Ade in Lekki. Ade says, Sandra, Ikechukwu is asking you, do you have your facts? Yes, you have your facts. We have the official findings from the Kaduna State government. Has any Southeast government published a report? My dear, help me and tell Ikechukwu. Help me and tell him. Help me and tell him. All right, let's take a look at more messages from WhatsApp, and then maybe I'll take some more phone calls, hopefully. President Sandra, the case of DCP and Hush Puppy is very common. I have a brother who is into 419, but he moves around with police escorts. I don't think you should be admitting to me and 1 million Lagosians who listen to Hard Facts that your brother is into 419. Because now I'm going to forward your number to the police so that they can investigate you and your brother, because 419 are crime. We've got Mackie Lagos who says, my awesome president Sandra, please, Abba Kyari sympathizer that called and said nobody is perfect and inputting bad motives to other people should go unknowingly. I can't read this now. Imperfection shouldn't be a recipe to become immoral or associate with people of questionable character. He's talking as if the Abba Kyari is a saint who is predictable. All right, thank you very much. I hope they prepared the inspector of police the way they... Oh, they parade. I think that's what you're trying to say. I hope they parade the inspector. Wow. Sandra, firstly, Hush Puppy was not extradited from Dubai. The UAE has no extradition treaty with the US. He was expelled. Secondly, even if warrant of arrest is issued on Abba Kyari, the federal government will not grant it. They know how to protect people of questionable character. Victor from Ijagun, thank you very much. We'll take a final call, but that final call has to be 60 seconds long. 60 seconds on the dot, or Vaughn will have my head. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. I'm the lucky caller.
Yes, you've got 60 seconds.
Good afternoon. My name is John from Unidad.
You have 60 seconds.
In Joyce's show, I told Joyce that our ministers don't know book. These are ministers that they did bow and go for. What do you expect? Is that very clear now? Sandra, well done.
Oh, thank you for doing that in less than 60 seconds, which means now I have time. No, I don't. Let me not push my luck. But we're going to have a conversation today at 5 o'clock about jam age limits. The National Assembly is considering putting an age limit on jam. So they're considering making sure that people are up to 18 before they can ride jam. Now, at 5 o'clock, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about if that makes any sense. We'll talk about if the Senate should be the ones who are doing that, or if it should be up to the schools and the teachers. And then we'll also talk about, how it will affect special students, because there are some special students, right? I mean, my intern in the studio with me right now has graduated from university, and she's currently 18, right? She's graduated from university, she's 18. We have somebody who was just sworn into the Nigerian bar, and she's 20 years old. I kid you not. So with special students like that, what happens to them if we have this law by the National Assembly passed that mandates that they be 18 years old first?